Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So coming up later on the show, at a time to be determined, Jeff Wise, aviation expert. He's joined us many times. Sadly, it's always when there's some sort of aviation disaster. He's been on several times with us over the last 10 or 12 years. Not sure what time he's coming on, but he will join us.
He's been big on that whatever Air Malaysia flight.
Like the MH370?
He's been all over that.
Yeah. That's
trying to figure out what the hell happened there.
So he'll join us at some point, and we've booked Captain Mike Cofield at 8:20. He's also an aviation expert, advisor to the last 4 presidential administrations. So he can hopefully give us some insight as to what happened in the collision between the passenger jet and the military helicopter here right outside of Reagan National Airport.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to try to bring some sense of normalcy to the show. We'll do a junkie sports page here. I'll tell you what happened in the, I guess, not so important all of a sudden world of sports.
Yeah, it's hard to get into this, but
I locked in and I watched a lot of the Terps game. It was a big game last night.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing Wisconsin at home. And
I think Wisconsin was 16-4 heading in, and yeah. Maryland was 16-5.
Wisconsin was ranked 17th, yeah. I believe, coming into the matchup.
Look, yeah. it's a conference game, and it's a home game. Students are back in school,
students
correct?
Students are back, yeah. My son Brendan went back this past weekend, so classes started on Monday.
Yeah, and Wisconsin's got a couple of big dudes, so Maryland needed to shoot the ball pretty well from the perimeter, and they did.
Because all their starters were in double figures.
Yeah.
Give some credit to
Rodney
Scott.
Rice hit 3 threes, and Gillespie hit, I think, 3 threes.
Yeah.
So they were, I think, 12 for 24, 50% from beyond the arc, as opposed to Wisconsin, 9 for 27, 33%. And I know they went on a nice little run there in the second half, and they win 76-68 to improve to 17-5 and 7-4 in the Big Ten.
Good for Scott Van Pelt. He was imploring people to go out and basically he's saying, look, there's no reason for Xfinity not to be hopping for this game.
Like, right.
The team's playing well. Students are back. Let's make the building packed. You know, give it a good atmosphere. And people responded.
Yeah.
So that's good to see.
That's good that people are out there.
Yep.
And, you know, we haven't had Coach Willard on the show this year yet. So we're going to have to get him on now that the NFL season is coming to a close. Commander season's over. We'll start getting into some college hoops. But
Eric and I were talking about it, though. It's just harder to kind of get into teams now. 3 out of their starting 5 are transfers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way college basketball is nowadays.
That is the way.
You're correct. And it's hard to really get invested with players, whereas even if guys left early, you'd get a couple years out of a guy, you know, that would come to Maryland. And then the one guy who you would hope would stick around would be Derek Queen, but he's projected to be a first-round pick. You know, he'll probably leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even if he doesn't leave, then you worry about somebody poaching him in the portal. Somebody coming up with a fatter NIL deal.
Now, Juju Reese has been there.
He's been a stalwart. He's been there for a long time. He has to be a
senior,
Rice, right?
I know.
He's got to be a senior.
Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. He's like a 20th year senior. Been there forever.
But then, you know, Rodney Rice comes in. Now, Rodney Rice is a local kid, went to DeMatha. And went to Virginia Tech, but transferred out and comes into Maryland. And so, yeah, it's hard. I mean, a lot of these teams do have multiple players that are they get from the portal.
What I've noticed is I'm locked in on my alma mater.
Yeah.
But I would typically know players throughout the country. Like I'd be able to tell you the starting five on Michigan State.
Right.
And I can't do that.
Yeah.
I would know like the top players on the top teams, but I'm locked in on my team. It's hard enough to know who else is out there.
Been a long time since personally I was locked into college basketball, but I pretty much just watch the tournament now. Like the conference tournaments of the tournament. I mean, I'll put on a Terps game, but outside of that, I'm not watching, you know, Kansas against North Carolina.
Right.
Well, now
whereas that years ago,
now
I would.
That the football season's over, maybe you'll start paying more attention to it. But, you know, it's just in terms of the local schools, you know, Chris Caputo, a friend of ours, and he's at GW, and they beat Richmond last night at home. And, you know, Richmond's not very good, so you would hope that they would just win those home games against the bottom three or four teams in the A-10, and they did. They won 75-66, so they improved to 15-8 and 4-4 in the conference in the A-10. So good win for Chris Caputo and GW. Also, George Mason, Coach Tony Skin, they beat Loyola of Chicago last night at home to improve their record. I think they're 16-5, maybe 17-5, and they're near the top of the A-10. They're 7-1 in the conference. And then our buddy Dwayne Simpkins at AU, and they're having a really good year in the Patriot League. They beat Lafayette on the road. So, you know, Lafayette's not very good, but when you're going on the road to play conference games, they're never easy. Doesn't matter who it is. But they improved to 7-2. They got a really good players, kid Matt Rogers for AU. And they got kind of an older team, too. So all the local teams did well last night.
The college teams, I put on the NBA game for a moment, and it's just the Wizards are a hard watch, man. I mean, they're playing the Raptors who stink.
It's a
home game against the Raptors who are 15-32. So that's not a good team.
Think about this. The Raptors coming into that game last night were 3-19 on the road.
Okay.
Right. And
they
scored,
win by 25.
They only scored 18 in the first quarter and 20 in the second quarter. I mean, Cakes' guy, Bilal, 8 points.
Ooh.
Sar didn't play.
He has got an ankle issue.
Kuzma was the leading scorer. He's not going to be here. It's just, to just take a look at the box score, it's a bad box score. I mean, Jordan Poole scored 3.
5.
That's crazy. He's supposed to average 30.
That's just one of, we always talk about.
Isn't he their leading scorer?
It's got to be.
Jordan Poole 1-9.
It's got to be.
0-5 from threes. They were 5-30. Did you mention that?
5-30 from threes. Yeah.
I mean,
that's like what 15%.
Cakes could be 5-30.
So, yeah, I mean, 5-30 from threes. They shot less than 39% from the floor for the game. They had, think about this. This is a big number. 25 turnovers. So this is one of those nights where the team just didn't want to play.
How could they ever want to play?
I'm convinced of it. I really am. I'm convinced that sometimes NBA teams,
they just show up
and they just don't care.
Find the quote from Kuzma from a couple days ago when he had 30. Mm-hmm. It was Saturday, January 21st against Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And Kuz, something to the effect of, his quote after the game was, yeah, I just decided just to play, to stop worrying about like developing other players and to like just play my game.
Yeah.
You know? But sort of the idea is, I guess
his game stinks.
His game might stink, but I guess he was insinuating whether it's true or not that his play has been affected because he's trying to play the way they want him to play, develop the young guys. And he's just said, not in that game, he just decided, screw it.
Yeah, he probably just wants to get the hell out.
Look, we've met the guys who are in charge of this rebuild, and I like them. Here's the problem I have with the current formation of this team, and I know it's not going to be what it's going to be in a couple seasons. You just look at the top five scorers on the team. Tell me which of these guys are part of their future. Jordan Poole? He's not part of their future.
Nope.
Kyle Kuzma? He might be traded this week. Malcolm Brogdon? Guy's been in the league forever. He's just a roster space filler. So Koulibaly is their fourth leading scorer. He's part of the future.
Hasn't Brogdon been out for a while?
Valanciunas.
He's not even active.
Yeah, Valanciunas is not part of their future. So four out of their top five scorers are guys that are
Here's the problem. You have to spot these. Two of like a 20-year process.
It's not 20 years. 20 years, that's an absurd statement.
All right, he's being sarcastic, but it's a 5-year process. Oh, yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah, you're locked
They're
in.
They're not going to get Cooper Flagg.
Even if you say 5 years, doesn't mean it's going to work out.
That is true.
Right.
Took a while for Cleveland to get good. Now, Cleveland's gotten good.
Houston did the same thing. Houston was terrible for about 3 or 4 consecutive years. And now they're legit.
Right.
And so that didn't take very long. It only took about 3 years.
And
You can't have a Johnny Davis in there. You might not even be able to have a Bilal.
I will defend Bilal. His numbers, aside from his shooting percentage, are up across the board. His scoring is up. His rebounds are up. His steals, his blocks.
Hard to go down.
All of them are up.
Hard to go down.
Now, he's not a good three-point shooter. And his shooting percentage has gone down from 43 to 41. So he has to up his shooting percentage anymore. And he's got to up his 3-point percentage. Yeah. And again,
he's
20 years old.
And I would say this about Kuzma and JP. I mean, you're partially correct. I mean, there's a lot of Kyle Kuzmas out there. But recency, when you say his game stinks, it's recency because the last couple of years, his production was just much better.
I didn't like his. I agree his production.
His production was just much better.
I've never been a fan of him. I feel like he's a dime a dozen player and he's a me first guy.
Well, he might be, but I'm just saying like the last couple of years, his numbers were just much better. So then you would say, okay, well, at least he's producing on a bad team. Now he's not producing on a bad team.
Yeah.
I guess there's reasons for it. But
And he clearly doesn't care about winning because wasn't he one of those guys that they supposedly said, for whatever reason, they're going to trade him, and then they ran it by him, and he's
supposedly.
Yeah, and then Dallas said,
all right, we'll take Daniel Gafford instead.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's true.
I mean, I don't know the ins and outs
well,
of it,
I can't
but that's
imagine
what it
he
sounds
wants
like.
To, why wouldn't he, if he's a professional basketball player, why wouldn't he want to play for a better team, have a chance to go to the playoffs?
I don't know.
Because he's maybe more interested about getting his numbers,
right.
You know?
Yeah, but now, I mean, there's no way it's fun for the Wizards to go into practice every day.
No.
And to go into film rooms and certainly to go play games.
They've
like
lost
last
15
night.
Straight games. They're 6-40.
There's no way Will Dawkins thought it would be this bad. I don't
Probably
think.
Probably
when
not.
We played for South Bowie basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. We kind of knew we were going to get our asses kicked a lot.
Yeah.
We were playing, you know, Landover Hills, Silver Hill, Oxon Hill, all the hills.
Yeah.
Crushed.
You knew it was trouble.
But 6-40, like we would go 3-5
yeah.
or something like that, whatever our county basketball season was like that, or 4-6. 6-40?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a particularly bad brand of awful basketball.
Real quick, Pebble AT&T Pro-Am at Pebble Beach starts today. Now, this is a different tournament than it usually has been because it's one of the signature events, meaning smaller field, no cut. All the big names are there. There are 8 signature events on the PGA Tour with $20 million purses. This used to be just kind of a standard event with a smaller purse. And, of course, you know, the Bill Murrays of the world would play in the Pro-Am. Now they've cut it down to 2 courses as opposed to 3. They're going to play Pebble Beach and Spyglass and then Pebble Beach Saturday and Sunday without the amateurs. And so it's a big event, and it starts today, first round. Of course, our boy Denny McCarthy is in the field.
Coming up next, we'll get back into the obvious big story of the day as the passenger plane collides with the Army Black Hawk helicopter. Numerous fatalities being reported. We'll be joined by Jeff Wise, aviation expert, next here on The Junkies.